T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I my drink would be Crown Royal. Well, I like old fashions. I don't drink anymore because, you know, to me, drinking was opening a bottle of Crown and throwing the cap away and making the commitment. And I realized that, well, Ian McNulty, as we welcome in you into this roundtable, I realized that maybe me and the spirits didn't get along that well. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's best just to stay away from them.
Sometimes the spirits will guide you, and sometimes they guide you to exit stage left from that particular play, right?
That's fine. Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. Exit stage left. Man, that's a reference I hadn't heard in a while. How are you doing, Ian McNulty?
Oh, man, Tommy, it's been a very long month this week since last we talked. But, you know, lots going on, lots to cover,
sir.
Lots of good stories, interesting folks, great food, good flavors. Just another week in the life of New Orleans food culture. Pretty exciting stuff we covered.
Say that again for the people who missed it, because you're quite the wordsmith. It's been what?
It's been quite a long month this week since last we talked. But it's been an eventful, delicious, and gratifying week of exploring the New Orleans food life.
I'm going to start us off here because I have this thing where I'm hooked on not just salads, Ian, but cold, crisp salads. So much to the point that I'll embarrass friends and family when I go out to eat, because I'll ask the waitress, "Now wait, before I order this salad, is it cold and is it crisp?" And they'll say, "What do you mean?" I say, "Well, are the ingredients chilled? Is it served on a chilled plate?" And they say, "Nah, it's just, you know, it's just a salad." And I can't stand that when you order a salad in the summertime, especially, and the ingredients are room temperature and the plate is like warm. Is there a place, are there places that make really good cold, crisp salads? And what does, Ian McNulty, the book say about restaurants and the proper way to serve a cold, crisp salad?
Well, there is the book, and then there is the book of life that is New Orleans. And the book was not written with the steamy subtropics in mind. Remember when we were talking about wine a few weeks ago, ahead of Naufi, and we talked about what room temperature might mean, and the fact that room temperature in a cellar of a chateau in northern France is quite different from the kitchen in a shotgun with the sun shining down through the window in the middle of June. So, you know, it's just as necessary, and put that dang Pinot Noir in an ice bucket if you want to. But to your point, I think about a crisp, cool salad. Iceberg lettuce has iceberg right in the name, right? Something like that should come out nice and cold. I'm thinking about the wedge salad they do at Charlie's Steakhouse, for instance, that you can just just like you can hear the steak sizzling on the plate, you can hear that crunch of the lettuce when you cut it. And just think, you know, iceberg lettuce. I mean, it's about as flavorful as it is colorful, right? It's just like this bland thing, except you add the onion, the tomato, and crucially, that just landslide of blue cheese dressing, and it comes together as something delicious and a nice counterpoint to those buttery steaks that are coming next or alongside it. Here's a salad I really love. It's the one at Café Degas, and it's the crab meat and arugula salad. Bitter arugula, sweet crab meat, segments of grapefruit, fried shallot, just perfect. Grapefruit's not really a summer thing, but they manage it. The crab meat certainly is, and gosh, is that good. I mean, that's my kind of salad, where it's really the delivery system for something else.
Last Friday, I went to see the Van Gogh exhibit. Have you seen that or not?
Haven't been, some people, yes, I've heard rave reviews.
I thought it was outstanding because I'm a big Van Gogh fan, and one of the quotes that I saw from him that I found particularly significant, and Ian, you may find that this could possibly apply to you as well. A quote of his, he said, "I put my heart and soul into my work, and I have lost my mind in the process." What do you think?
That sounds about right. Although, you know, if we're talking about my work in particular, I usually lose my self-control, my composure, my sense of proportion. I usually keep my mind, but mm-hmm. it's the waist that really takes the beating, I'd say.
So I went to Desi Vega's after that, and I told them this, I think it was the best salad I've ever had in my life. It was with fresh berries. It was cold. It was crisp. They had crab meat in it. They had some kind of, some kind of dressing, whatever it was, but it was delicious. Do you know what I'm talking about or not? Have you had it?
I have not had that one. No, I probably, at Desi Vega's, I probably rampage right towards the Who Dat shrimp, disregarding the salad for some other place, mm-hmm. and then a steak too. So yeah, I probably have missed that one there. But I'm glad you.
What are your thoughts on Desi Vega's?
Great place. It's Desi Vega himself. He comes from the Ruth's Chris family, you know, taught by the master, the maestro of steaks herself, Ruth Chris, and. He brought that style along when he started his own places. He's got some good partners along with him. He's got Mr. John's right up the street too, which is very similar, but kind of a different style. And he's had good success expanding it into other places over the North Shore. So yeah, first class operation.
It was the first alien meal I've had in a while, and I guess I was impressed. The Seafood Tower.
Yeah, Seafood Tower.
Check
now
you're talking. The appetizer before you ordered that, I would, you know, probably check on the price before you ordered it, but no complaints at all. I thought it was delicious. The four of us had a great time. Where have you been eating this week, Ian? What have you discovered? What have you found?
Well, you know, one place that I've been really, really excited about, it's this new restaurant in Metairie. And Tommy, I don't know if I've been more excited about a find like this in how long, but it's called Al Masgouf. And right away, the name catches you. Like, I've never even seen that word before. What does that mean? It looks like it's Arabic, Middle Eastern. What is
God bless you. Makes me want to say God bless you. Yeah.
So, you know, I walk in. I know nothing about this place. I meet the proprietor. He obviously knows that I'm new here. Shows me around. Kind of gives me a tour of the menu. And Tommy, Al Masgouf is a Middle Eastern restaurant, but more specifically, it's an Iraqi restaurant. The proprietor, he comes from Iraq, mm-hmm. and he is bringing a very traditional style of cooking with him. And the word Al Masgouf, the name of the restaurant, is also the term for a traditional style of cooking where they cook chicken, but especially fish, over a wood fire, and not actually over it like a grill, but just to the side of it. So he has a fire going in the kitchen, a wood and charcoal fire. And then he takes a whole fish, in this case, pompano, splays it open, butterfly style.
Tim, can you hang on one?
Yeah.
Can you hang on 1 second, please, Ian, if you can? Nope. Hang on if you can, Ian. We have breaking news from CBS about the Supreme Court. Tim, are we going to play that now? 925, Tommy Tucker. We'll have an update from CBS at the bottom of the hour that the Supreme Court has, in essence, overruled Roe v. Wade, which would prohibit, I guess, the constitutional right to have an abortion. I don't know if I'm phrasing that properly or not, but we'll get the details from CBS. In the meantime, Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, eliminating the constitutional right to abortion. That is what I meant to say. We'll have the update at the bottom of the hour, and we'll play stop and start with Ian McNulty with what all of this going on. Ian, you're talking about the Iraqi restaurant. A lot of people are texting in. What was the name of it?
Yeah, it's called Al Masgouf, and it's spelled, it's one word. It's Al Masgouf. Al Masgouf. It's in a strip mall, in the back of a strip mall at Transcontinental and West Esplanade. So this is the flavors of the Tigris and Euphrates brought to you at Transcontinental in Metairie, because that's the kind of world we live in. But the name describes
the flavors. What are you eating?
Yeah, the name describes a style of cooking, which is cooking primarily fish over a wood fire. So in the kitchen, they've got a charcoal and an oak fire burning, and they cook. The specialty there is it's pompano. It's the fish that you get at French Creole restaurants here. They butterfly it. You know, they split it open in half. And usually it's two sides of the fish. They put it in this metal cage, and they cook it to the side of the fire, not directly on the fire. So it sort of roasts and cooks next to the fire in direct heat. And Tommy, when this thing comes out, it is just golden and like blistered, and you smell it before it arrives, and it's been deeply marinated, and you can taste turmeric, you can taste a pomegranate syrup. There's this like subtly sweet edge to it, but it's all about these chunks of meat that you pull out of this fish that are incredibly moist. And this is a traditional way of cooking fish by the Tigris and Euphrates in Iraq, timeless tradition that's been brought here. And the reason I like this so much is I love Middle Eastern food. But when we say that, Middle Eastern food, that can mean so many things. It's like saying you like European food, you know, and the difference between Spain and Italy and Germany. And I love it when restaurants really peel it back and say, like, no, this is Palestinian food. No, this is Lebanese food. No, this is Iraqi food. And so the proprietor, Alan, this is his American name, he has quite a story. He was 18 when the first Gulf War broke out in his home country, and he became an interpreter, translator for the American Army. He was wounded by a sniper's bullet in the leg. He showed me the scar in his dining room. It was quite something. He ended up in a refugee camp trying to get passage to America. And as a young man, you know, late teen, early 20s, he spent 5 years in a Saudi-run refugee camp in the desert, which he described like being in prison. And his saving grace during those really, really difficult years, he shared with me, was cooking. He became the cook for hundreds of men in this unit of his camp. And his parents had run a restaurant in Basra, his hometown, prior to the war. And so he knew about these techniques. And he said, you know, it was a pretty horrible situation in the refugee camp, but the American military did make sure it was well supplied with food. So they had plenty of food, and he was the cook. And this was his salvation. And lo and behold, after 5 years of that, he does make it to the United States. You know, he comes to one state first, has family in Louisiana, so he makes it eventually to the New Orleans area. And just last year, he and his family opened up Al Masqouf to share the traditions that he had back home. And it's wonderful, Tommy. You can get hummus. Yep. Okay.
Cut it. Go for it. A little bit short because it's breaking news, and I apologize to you, but slowly one more time because I'm getting a lot of texts. And this sounds like a fascinating place to eat, a fascinating story. The name of it again?
Al Masqouf, AlMasGoof. And if you go to NOLA.com, you can see my story about it. Just look for my name, Ian McNulty, or the Where NOLA Eats logo on there for under food, and you'll find. Just scroll down through a few more of the stories I cranked this week.
We'd be looking forward to that. Is it a reservation place or not?
One more time, sorry.
Wait, reservations, or you just walk in?
Oh, no, just walk in. I predict, but I know he's been quite busy since the story came out.
After this, he's really going to get busy. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time, Ian. Right now, it's time for an update from CBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.